last night I spoke about this topic, but I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say, so we're going to make it a 10-minute halacha shir as well. Someone asked me about the permissibility of reading ksuvim, of learning ksuvim on Shabbos. A person wanted to chazer over Megillas Rus in advance of the Yom Tov of Shavuos and wanted to know whether it's mutter to do so. There is a Mishnah in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, that asks why it is that we're not korei b'ksuvim b'Shabbos, and the Mishnah says because of Bittel Beis HaMedrash, that they were darshan and drashan in the Beis HaMedrash for the Balabatim to teach them halachos, and it was more important that people should hear that drasha than to be learning ksuvim. So the Gemara tells us that although that is the shita of the Mishnah, it's really a machlokas tanaim why it is, not whether, but why it is that they asked reading ksuvim on Shabbos. One opinion is that it's bittul beis hamedrash, that people are not going to come to the shir in the beis medrash. The other opinion, however, is that of Rabbi Nechemiah, that people are going to that we're trying to inspire people to make a kal v'chomer in their own mind, that if I'm not even allowed to read ksuvim on Shabbos, then kal v'chomer, I shouldn't read shtari adyotos, I shouldn't be involved in business matters or igros that a person would send to his friend or something like that. That for sure I should refrain from on Shabbos. And to strengthen that point, Chazal made it that you shouldn't even read ksuvim on Shabbos. So the Gemara goes on to have a discussion, a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says that this halacha, that you're not korei b'ksuvim, is only during the Zman Beis HaMedrash. But shalo b'zman Beis HaMedrash, you're allowed to be korei b'ksuvim. And Shmuel says, no, even shalo b'zman Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to be korei. So the Gemara asks a stira in Shmuel. Shmuel lived in a place called Nahardaa. Mistama, they followed all of Shmuel's shitos in Nahardaa. And in Nahardaa, they would read ksuvim at Mincha on Shabbos. So how could Shmuel be the one that says that you're not allowed to read ksuvim all day Shabbos, even shalom b'zman beis hamedrash? In Nahardaa they would do it. They would always read ksuvim at Mincha and Shabbos in Nahardaa. So the Gemara has two answers. One is that really Rav only said that it's also to read ksuvim in the Makom beis hamedrash, which is the place where the Chacham would give the drasha. But once you were not b'makom beis hamedrash, it's mutter to be korei. And Shmuel didn't say that you're allowed to be korei, that you're not allowed to be korei even shalom b'zman beis hamedrash. What Shmuel's mechadish is that even shalom b'makom beis hamedrash, you're allowed to be korei. Meaning, our initial understanding, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, says the Gemara, was wrong. They weren't arguing about shalom b'zman beis hamedrash. They were arguing about shalom b'makom beis hamedrash. And that's where Shmuel's more machmir, that even shalom b'makom beis hamedrash, you're not allowed to read. But in Achinami, the Isser is only during the Zman Beis HaMedrash. And that's why in Nahardaa they would read at Mincha, because Mincha is most certainly no longer the Zman Beis HaMedrash. You would need to explain, Rav, why would Rav allow reading Ksuvim in a place that's not the Makom Beis HaMedrash, if the entire concern is that the guy's not going to show up to the shir? Isn't it a bigger concern when he's not even at the shir that he's going to get caught up in something else? So you have to say, the Sefer Chodesh HaAviv suggests that Rav holds like that someone who's not even in the Makom of the drasha is not likely to be mevatel himself from the drasha, meaning he knows he's in the wrong place. So ultimately he'll go to the right place, whereas someone who's at the Makom HaDrasha and he just gets caught up with reading something, since he's where he's supposed to be, he may never pay attention to the drasha. Or you could say that if we're going to asr even shalom b'makom beis hamedrash, because a person might get caught up, then you'd have to asr everything. You'd have to asr sleeping and eating, and you can't asr all of those things on Shabbos. So maybe that's why Rav thought that shalom b'makom beis hamedrash, we have to be makil. So that's one answer of the Gemara, that really we totally misunderstood the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. It wasn't about zman beis hamedrash and lo zman beis hamedrash. It was about makom beis hamedrash. But everyone agrees that shalom b'zman beis hamedrash is going to be mutter. The second answer the Gemara gives, Rav Ashi answers, that really Shmuel holds that we're not korei b'ksuvim even shalom b'zman beis hamedrash. What about an arda? Yeah, Shmuel was speaking within the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah, that the reason that we have an issur to read is because of the kal v'chomer that people should make in their minds of shtari adyotos, that if I'm not even allowed to read ksuvim, then for sure I'm not allowed to read shtari adyotos, and therefore it's usher for the entire day, even shalom b'zman beis hamedrash. But when Shmuel says shalom b'zman beis hamedrash, you're not allowed to be korei, he's talking within Rabbi Nechemiah. But Shmuel himself, actually agrees to Rav. He actually holds that Shelo Bizman Beis HaMedrash, it's mutter, because we don't paskel like Rabbi Nechemiah. Wow, according to the second answer of the Gemara, it turns out that both Rav and Shmuel agree that it's usher to read Ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash, and when it's no longer the Zman Beis HaMedrash, they both agree you are then allowed to read Ksuvim. Problem is, what exactly is the Zman Beis HaMedrash? How do we define when this period of time is that one is not allowed to read Ksuvim? So Rashi writes that Zman Beis HaMedrash means before you eat, and Shelo Bizman Beis HaMedrash means after the second Su'udah, after the Su'udah Shachris that you have on Shabbos, because at that point there's already a Chashash Shichrus, so they wouldn't have a Beis HaMedrash at that point, because the Beis HaMedrash means that they were learning Halacha, they would be Mora Isser V'Heter, and you don't want to do that when a person is drunk. Rabbeinu Hananel understands that Zman Beis HaMedrash means when the Chachamim are Yoshev Beis HaMedrash and the Misaskin B'Talmud. Shelo Bizman Beis HaMedrash means when they already got up and they went back home. And so it's not about a specific time of the day, it's when it's actually happening. Look at when the Talmidei Chachamim are there. So there's no specific slot of the day that's actually Aser. The Ran quotes Yesh Mefarshim that Zman Beis HaMedrash is up until Mincha time, that it goes until Mincha Rimilunil, up until Chatzos. The Rambam seems like the Rambam, 30th paragraph of Shabbos, sounds like the Zman of the Drasha was after the second Su'uda, up until Mincha Katana, and before you eat Shalashudas. And at Shalashudas there was some wine, so then that would be the end of the Zman HaMedrash. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed that the Zman Beis HaMedrash is like the Rambam writes, that it's up until Mincha time, and like the Shita Laran, that it's up until Mincha time, and therefore he explained, based on that, why it is that Tosfos writes that they would read Ksuvim as a Haftorah to Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Where did that Minna come from? So says Rav Soloveitchik, because you're not allowed to read Ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash. So the Zman Beis HaMedrash is going to end at Mincha time. So Dafka, to signify the end of the Zman Beis HaMedrash, they would read Ksuvim as the Haftorah on Shabbos afternoon. The question is, does this entire halacha even apply Bizman Hazeh? Do we have this halacha anymore, Bizman Hazeh? Is there any limitation on us in terms of reading Ksuvim? So it seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The Gemara says, as we said, that it's because of the Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So Beis Yosef writes that, you know, we have this machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We paskin like Rav, that it's Asur Bizman Beis HaMedrash. And the Beis Yosef explains in the name of Rashi that Bizman Beis HaMedrash was before they would eat. So the Rambam quotes this the halacha. In Perachav Gimel, halacha Yutes, the Rambam writes that you're not allowed to likros b'ksuvim b'shabbos b'shas Beis HaMedrash is Asr, Gzeru Mishum Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Shalom Yekalechad Yoshev Beis HaVakarei V'yimna Mi Beis HaMedrash. You don't want everyone to just be reading Ksuvim, and then they're not going to show up to the Beis HaMedrash. So he clearly holds this halacha, quotes this halacha in the Mishnah Torah. However, the Bala Ma'or is quoted by the Beis Yosef that since there's no longer a minug to be Doresh every Shabbos, we no longer have to withhold from reading Kisvei HaKodesh. And any safer than as any sort of Kedusha we can read throughout the day. Beis Yosef quotes the Balamar approvingly, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't quote this halacha at all about not reading Ksuvim. So it seems that the Shita of the Beis Yosef is that this halacha does not apply. Lichora, this Shita fits very nicely with the opinion of the Rabbeinu Hananel that Zman Beis HaMedrash is not totally on a specific time, it's totally on when the minhag was that they would have people in the Beis HaMedrash. So if practically there's no set time at all that people are in a Beis HaMedrash and that there's a public halacha shir that goes on Shabbos, so mela, there's no iser of reading Ksuvim. Now one could argue that it would turn out that if you have a community where this can change, if you have a community where they have a set halacha shir every week at a particular time, that during that time people should not be going out and learning Ksuvim on the Sabbath. decide that this halacha would become operative again. In fact, in the Siman Reish Sadi, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis that after Shachris, they were kaveh medrash likros b'neviim. They would read from the neviim, and the Gra comments avalob k'suvim. But you're not allowed to read from k'suvim after Shachris. So it sounds like the Gra holds that this halacha still does apply. So as it turns out, we have this machlokas apparently between the Mechaber and the Gra, whether this halacha applies, and if it does apply, we then have to figure out how we're going to paskin as far as when it applies. Does it only go until Chatzos? Does it only go until we leave Shul? Does it go all the way? Does it go based on when people are actually learning halacha? Does it go up until Mincha? So we have all of those different shitos in Rishonim. I mentioned last night in the shir that regardless of whether this halacha applies or not, there might be two remnants of this halacha. One, Rav Salvechik explains that the minhag has become that whenever we lay a Megillah other than Megillas Esther, we always lay the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah, because Rav Salvechik suggests that Zman Beis HaMedrash begins at Kriyas HaTorah. So you want to read the Ksuvim before Kriyas HaTorah, because you're not supposed to read the Ksuvim during the Zman Beis HaMedrash. That's where the minhag began, and that's why, even though Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem should dictate that we should read the Kriyas HaTorah first, but we dafka have to get the Ksuvim in before the Zman Beis HaMedrash happens. The other basis, the other minhag that may be based on this, is the Ragach of Ragon and others also explain, they quote from the Tshuvas Lev Shlomo, the author of Merkavas HaMishnah, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov we have a minhag that we say in benching Migdol Yeshuos Malko and not Magdil Yeshuos Malko. And the reason might be is that Magdil, the pasuk exists in both forms. Magdil is in Tehillim, Migdol is in Shmuel Beis. So says the Ragachover and says the Merkavas HaMishnah, since we're trying to avoid reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, so Dafka on Shabbos we change it from Magdil to Migdol, so that we end up quoting the pasuk in Navi and not the pasuk in Ksuvim that we would normally be quoting. So those might be two ramifications, halacha lemaisa, of this halacha that no longer exists. But in general, if a person wants to know, can they sit and learn Ksuvim on a Shabbos afternoon? Can they chazer over Megillas Rus? Pashtus is like the Shulchan Aruch that we're not noheg this iser anymore. Okay, everybody, have a great day.